Sorry, can you hear the fan?
I don't think so.
Okay. I just realized that it was still on and I meant to turn it off, but if you
If
can't
I
hear it, then you're
can,
good.
it's just blurred into like white noise for me. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where we are running dangerously low on spoons this week.
Yes, we are. We have our season ender coming. It'll be here before we know it. We don't want to break from each other, but we need a break from a schedule. It'll be nice to
It's a lot.
rest.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to rest. I am Mandy of Graves Glen, Georgia.
And I'm Karen from Lehi. And
Hello, Karen.
hi. I'm so just drained. It's
Yeah.
been a week.
Yes, it has.
It
It
has
has
been a
certainly
week.
been a week.
All right. Well, in our timeline, it's September 8th, but in your timeline, it is September 16th. Look how
Hello.
efficiently I did that.
I know we didn't even have to discuss it being a timeline or anything. You were just
I
ready
wrote
to
it
go.
down. Look, see? This is what happens when
Hey,
I take notes. I'm
look
actually
at you.
prepared, so proud of me. All right, before we get into anything, I feel like we need to have a moment of silence for Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
So we'll take a couple seconds. All right.
I had a cup of English breakfast. As soon as I found out, I went running downstairs to make
Oh.
a cup of tea in her honor. I cried.
Yeah.
I love her. As much as I love Meghan Markle,
Yeah.
she did say anyone who was cruel to me in that firm and in that household was never her. It
Yeah.
was never her. It was never Philip. They were always lovely. So heartbreaking.
Yep, it is. It is definitely the end of an era.
Oh, certainly, because the next two in the line of succession are trash. I got a tweet like an hour or so after she passed that said a statement from His Royal Highness the King, and it just straight through my gut. It was like,
Yeah. It doesn't feel
ugh,
real. Does
no, it
not
doesn't
feel
feel real.
real.
It doesn't feel right.
Nope. But such is life.
Rest in peace, Elizabeth. God save the Queen.
God save the Queen. All right, friends, we will get into it now. This week in fangirling.
Yes.
What did you do this week, Mandy?
I read All of Our Demise, Amanda Foody and Christine Lynn Herman. I listened to it on audio because I was painting one of the twins' bedrooms before they came back. They came back to me today for the next few months. I was painting and a shelf, like two giant shelves that were cut like full of craft supplies just fell apart in the middle of the night. There were crafts everywhere. It
God.
was a it was an ordeal, but I had all of the villains with me to see me through. It was just as good as I expected it to be. It hurts your feelings quite a good bit, in the
Is it
best way.
the end? Is it a duology or is
It's
there
a
more?
duology. Yeah,
Okay.
it's a duology. It leaves off like the last sentence. It's just like chef's kiss. It's so good. It's a perfect ending. Leaves you wanting more, but it doesn't leave you mad either. It's a full ending, but you
Yeah.
wish you know it leaves it open.
Right.
So that was great. I did take a break from reading. My husband was out of town last weekend, so I was doing all the home renovations and stuff, and I just like you start to get sore and tired. So I sat down on the couch and watched The Bear. Have you heard of that?
No, I don't think
It's
so.
on Hulu. It's got, I don't know his name. The guy who plays Lip on Shameless is the star, and he is like a James Beard award-winning chef,
Okay.
like in the show. And he works in the most famous restaurant on earth. And he's like a young up-and-coming, gets all of these awards for being such a young genius when it comes to cooking and food. And then his brother commits suicide and leaves the family restaurant in Chicago to him. And it's kind of like a rundown hole in the wall type restaurant. And so Hulu bills it as a comedy. It's not. I would kind of call it a dramedy. It gets heavy at times. It gets heavy and sad. But it's him leaving that life to pick up the family business and get it off the ground. And it's a show about the back of the house in a restaurant. The
Okay.
things that you don't see as a customer, but that happen, you know,
Right.
chaos and injuries that happen in a kitchen and stuff like that. It was very good. I think it was 8 episodes, but most of them were 20, 30 minutes long. And then the finale was an hour, maybe 45 minutes, an hour. I really enjoyed it. Binged right through it. It was so good. So I highly recommend that. The Bear season 2 has been confirmed already, so it's good. I've got like 3 chapters left in These Violent Delights. So really, I wasn't going to tell you. I meant to finish it today because I've been listening to it, but the twins got here earlier than I expected, and I was physically reading an arc that I had like half an hour left in, so I was like, I got to finish that. Yeah.
The narrator's really good, right?
Yeah.
Love the narrator.
Someone's other identity has just been revealed without spoiling it. And so I'm right towards the end. I figured you'd love that.
That's so exciting. Oh, I needed that serotonin.
I know. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh my god.
I was really hoping I could say I finished, but by next week I will have finished it.
Oh my goodness. Buckle up. That ending, yeah. You're going to want to start the next one right away.
Yeah. I think they're both on Scribd. George Bailey, stop interrupting. So I had it on Scribd because I had it on Libby as well. I put it on like a hold on Libby.
Yeah.
And then it lapsed while I was like listening to it. And I was like, no, it's not. Cause I've like paused this and come back to it.
Yeah.
Just cause I was listening on Scribd and didn't realize. I've read in the past like day and a half, The Kiss Curse by Aaron Sterling. Mm-hmm. So it's the sequel to The X Hex and it is precious. It takes place in Graves Glen, Georgia, which is why that's where I'm from. Because like, I was really hoping that she had picked a town that she based this off of, because it's like North Georgia, like mountains area. I couldn't find one if there is where she, I mean, Blue Ridge, I guess, but it's like a little small town. It's a very cozy, witchy, I mean, it's a cartoon cover romance. So there's some spice, but, and there's drama, of course, there's like, you know, stuff going on. I don't want to give away the plot, but it's like a warm blanket too at the same time. It was very, very
love
cute.
That.
I'll write a blog either tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on what time we finish.
Yeah.
To see how tired I am. But it was very, very good. So I really enjoyed it. And then last but not least, I watched last week's episode of She-Hulk. And I, again, have one. Actually, I have two notes.
Go ahead.
My first one, Angelica Schuyler.
Yes. The way I squealed when she showed up. I knew she was in the series, but I wasn't sure Oh, really?
I missed it. So I was like, wait a second.
Yes, yes. It's not a throwaway either. Like, she's supposed to come back.
Love that.
She's supposed to be a character. So that's exciting. I'm excited to see more of her.
Yeah. And Megan Thee Stallion, obviously.
Megan Thee Stallion. Oh my gosh.
Getting the twerk together.
That's the thing that I saw online before I saw the episode.
Josh got it spoiled too.
Yeah. I got it spoiled from Jameela Jamil.
Rude.
Well, she posted some, I think she liked, which is really interesting because I don't actually follow her on Twitter, but for some reason my Twitter gives me like random updates they think I might want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And she had posted something about how like we had her to thank for getting Megan Thee Stallion on the show. And I was like, well, okay.
See, Josh had seen that they were going to twerk together because he was like, Tatiana Maslany is apparently a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan. And so he was like, she didn't know she was going to get to twerk with her. And dance with her, and she did. So he saw the video of her like finding out, I guess. So he was like, yeah, I knew it was coming.
Aww.
So cute though.
I love how big of a fangirl that Jennifer Walters is of Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
At the very end, she's like, I would kill for you, Megan Thee Stallion. And it was just so good. So funny.
I know. I love that show. I'm loving it so much. I don't get all the hate. I don't understand why there's all the hate. I know why there's all the hate. Because it's fragile men. But I love it. I think it's great.
I think it's hilarious. And it's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a comedic law show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody complains about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Right. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. So I love it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with it. I think those were my only notes of that episode, too. It's just like,
That's all you need to know. Goldsberry and Megan Thee Stallion.
Wong.
See, Josh pissed me off because he called it, too. It was showing, like, the recap. And he was like, oh, yeah, I bet Wong shows up. Because that's that fighting ring. And I was like, what? That fighting ring and Wong. And I was like, what?
What do you mean? You didn't realize?
I didn't think about it. I didn't put it together.
And that's he was the like, fight scene from Shang-Chi.
Karen, I don't have a brain. Okay.
I mean, it is, to be fair, Shang-Chi is like one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Oh, I love it. But it's been a minute. It's been a minute. So it shocked me. And Josh was like, you're dumb. he wouldn't say that, but.
That was the first thing I thought of when we saw Blonsky coming back. I was like, Wong and the fight. Yeah. The fight that they had.
Yeah. Josh did the same thing and I did not at all.
Josh and I are always on the same page with these things.
I know.
It's great. It's excellent. I should be talking to him, apparently.
I know. You need to get the incoherent fangirl and boy.
We'll have special show husband guest star.
Yeah, there we go. What else did you do this week?
I like how I put She-Hulk episode 3 as my first thing because I knew it would be the last thing you said.
I always figure we can segue. So if you start, then say She-Hulk last.
Right.
So I can segue. Yeah.
So obviously She-Hulk episode 3. I also watched episode 4, but we'll talk about that next week since you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't. There's no way.
I worked from home today, so I had it on while I was working. I finished my arc of Long Way Home by Melissa Grace, and as promised, I got what I wanted from Dallas and Katie.
Yay!
And I'm very mad at Melissa for it.
Oh no!
Because she wasn't kidding. She wasn't kidding when she said the last page of the book, and now I'm like, girl, why you do me like this? Why?
Oh no.
So now I have to wait. I did get confirmation, and I don't know if this is like official, so I might cut it out after I talk to her. But there are two more books in the series. One that is obviously Dallas and Katie, and one that is gonna be Luca and somebody who she says we've already met, and I'm just like racking my brain. I'm like, hold on. I remember nothing. I know it's been troubling me. I was talking to her. Melissa and I talk a lot now. We're like besties. I loved it. It's so cute. They're so cute. And there are times where I'm like yelling at it. I'm like, Joe, you're being an idiot. But, you know, happily ever afters are key for romance novels, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it was okay because I got through it because I knew that they would get there. They had to, or else I would be driving. Or else I would be driving to Nashville right now and like ripping for a new one. So that was really good. It was very cute. That comes out October 4th, I want to say. October something, but I think it's the 4th. And it will be available on Kindle Unlimited as well as the other two books in the series. So anybody wants to read those, they are there. I also, this week, I watched the movie version of Into the Woods because I had never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had never seen it.
How?
And so, I don't know.
How are you and haven't seen the movie?
I know. It's kind of insane.
It's kind of illegal. I feel like I'm going to crime.
But Beth and I were having movie night and I picked it. I think it was my turn. So I picked it because I was like, I want to watch something where we don't have to like count down to link it up. Like, Disney Plus has group watch. So I was like, okay, it needs to be something on Disney Plus because I don't feel like fidgeting with this tonight.
Right.
And so I saw Into the Woods. I was like, let's watch that. I haven't seen it. It is like really close to the musical version.
It's
at least what
so good.
It's really good. I was just like, really surprised how close it was to like the stage production.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater, and I remember it was the surround sound and everything. It was really good.
Oh my gosh! It was funny because when the baker and the baker's wife show up, I didn't mean to say it out loud, but I did. I was like, "You mean to tell me I'm supposed to believe they're married?" Because it's Emily Blunt and James Corden, and I'm just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, no.
But it was good. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. And then, for anybody who doesn't know, they re-released Spider-Man No Way Home with an extended cut in theaters, and this past Saturday was apparently National Cinema Day, and we had $3 tickets, so I took my daughter
and we went to go watch it. I just had to write what I went and saw down, because I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you said that. But yeah, so we went to go see Spider-Man No Way Home, and the extra scenes were, like, very, they were, I understand why they were cut, but they were good in the places that they kept them. Like, when, in the new
where version, they fell. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it made sense why they cut them, because it kind of slowed things down. But I enjoyed them. They were cute. There's a cute one with, like, Matt being, Happy's lawyer.
Aww.
Yeah, which I think is really funny, because in the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, mm-hmm. Jon Favreau played Foggy Nelson.
Oh.
So we've got, like, old Foggy with new Matt, and, like, I was just like, oh, that's kind of
like
cute.
That. Yeah,
it's
I
cute,
like that.
Right? It's a cute little callback. So I thought that was cute. There were a couple scenes where they showed kind of, like, how Peter's day went at school after he was outed, like, them, you know, being like, stick to the wall and all of this, like, yeah, having him basically thing. Be like a circus animal.
Yeah.
There was a little bit more to that scene where they're talking about Toby's webs.
How did you do that?
There was a moment Andrew Andrew says, I just really want to see your holes.
Of course he does.
And Toby's eyes were like, and I was just like, this is so
didn't
funny.
They add the we love you? Did they show that in your theater?
They did. So before the movie begins, there's a quick message from Toby, Tom, and Andrew, and they're just saying, you know, thank you for this. And then Toby's like, Andrew, there's something that Tom and I want to tell you. And Tom's like, we've been waiting a long time to tell you this. And they're just like, we love
they're
you.
Like, what?
And Andrew was like, it's about time.
I know. I saw the cut of it on TikTok.
So precious. I love their friendship. It's very cute. It's very sweet.
Too.
And so
it's
wholesome.
Very, yeah. The wholesome friendships that we need in this
yes,
earth.
Absolutely. And they're all three of them are just non-problematic men. I feel like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
just, apparently that's a requirement for
Holy
being
grail.
Peter Parker. Like,
I mean, could you imagine somebody trash playing Peter Parker? No, we'd laugh him out of the place.
Exactly.
Get out of here, guy.
All three of them are just, they're precious, like, cinnamon rolls of human beings.
Gems
and
on this earth.
So just non-problematic. It makes me so happy. So
yeah.
We love our Peters.
Yes, we do. That's what she said.
And the last thing I did this week, the last thing I finished, I read Love Times Infinity by Lane Clark.
Yay!
I had, as soon as she reached out to us previously, I, like, added it to my holds on my library. And so I finally got it and I was reading it and it's so cute.
Is
like,
it?
I love.
Yeah.
It is so, so cute and it's so sweet and it tackles a lot of tough things as well while still not being too, I mean, for me, it didn't feel too heavy because I didn't go through any of that.
Right.
I feel like there are, she does, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, there are trigger warnings at the beginning, because there's mention of, and I guess trigger warning now, but there's mention of a past rape and sexual assault, I think that's it. There's, like, some bad home situations and such, you know, parental disengagement,
yeah.
But the main ones are, like, the rape and the sexual assault, the ending, I was really wondering how it was gonna, like, wrap up, and I love the way that it ended, and it's just a cute story, and it was nice to, like, read about these kids, like, falling in love.
Yeah.
It's so wholesome, like, when you're 8, or you're 17, 16, I don't remember how old they are. Mitch is a junior, and Derek's a senior, so however old you are at that time. But they just, like, it's so organically, they just so organically went from being friends to falling in love, and I love
it. Very sweet.
It was so sweet and precious, and I highly recommend it. It's out now wherever you want to get it. And I continued reading The Cruel Prince. Finally, I texted you earlier when I was reading it. I was like, I don't remember where I left off, so I just started over. Because it's been so long, because I had borrowed it from the library, and then my library loan ran out. And so then, of course, I bought the entire series, because that's a logical move.
Of course.
And so I just picked it up again So yeah, I am slowly but surely getting through it so that Mandy doesn't disown me as a friend. Just very specifically so Mandy doesn't disown me as a friend.
Notes that get sent in the third book, like just thinking of them now, like make me swoopy in my stomach, like butterflies. Did you do anything else?
No, that's all I have on my list. I did finish Claim to Fame. They had their season finale and it was very cutthroat. They were like, there were people like lying to each other's faces at the end. I don't want to say maliciously, but they were really strategically playing the game and feelings got hurt and I felt kind of bad, but also I was like, it's a competition.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. Also, do y'all want to get into acting? Because you are good at this. So yeah, we ended up, the winner, who was my favorite, was Kiki Palmer's sister. She was so cute, she was so happy. She's also a single parent apparently, which made me love her even more. So and then we had Dean Martin's granddaughter, Jason Aldean's cousin, Cindy Crawford's niece, and I can't remember who was eliminated the week before that. Oh, Simone Biles' sister. And I think that's everybody that I think I told you about everybody else already.
Interesting.
So I liked it. It was fun. It was like a nice little escape from reality.
Yeah.
Into a reality competition. What I mean.
Listen, I dissociate into the Real Housewives franchise.
Sometimes it's just freaking needed.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about your movie.
I forgot that I also participated in $3 National Cinema Day and my husband was gone. So I went by myself and saw Elvis. And it was excellent.
Shaking that. What is it? Austin Butler?
Austin Butler is 31 years old.
I thought he
was a child.
I don't believe that. I was sure he was a child.
And see, I've watched it a second time, knowing that he's an adult. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, if I had been living in the 50s and 60s and Elvis Presley looked like Austin friggin' Butler does in that movie, I would have been losing my shit too. So he doesn't look as good as Austin Butler does. Like, you see pictures of him younger and he's not my taste. Obviously he was millions of women's taste back then and some men, I'm sure too. Just wasn't as talked about. But yeah, Austin Butler is a beautiful, beautiful man, especially in this movie.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that he's 31.
Yeah.
He looks like a baby. And by baby, we mean like 20s because we're old babies in our 30s.
So it's a Baz Luhrmann movie, which I triggered you on TikTok by admitting, proudly that my favorite musical of all time will always and forever be Moulin Rouge. There will be nothing that will top Moulin Rouge for me ever.
I heard.
And I love Hamilton, but it's Moulin Rouge. Songs from Moulin Rouge played at my wedding. Josh and I were dating, like screaming along to the soundtrack, like in the car. Love since I was in the 7th grade. I have loved that movie. And it's coming to Atlanta, like I think in February.
It's coming to San Francisco.
I'm dying. And I'm as soon as tickets go up, I don't care how much they are. Mm-hmm. I will figure it out. I'll sell something. I don't care. I'm going. And you could tell that it was a Baz Luhrmann movie. A lot of like the same style of like zooming into this and then swishing away and zooming. You could tell it was Moulin Rouge down to like, when you find out that she has to go sleep with the Duke, it's the same vibe as this scene in Elvis where, you know, Colonel Parker does some weird and underhanded. And so Josh got home and Tuesday night, I was going to finish the XX in one day. Mm-hmm. Well, then he sits down on the couch next to me and turns on HBO Max. And I was like, are you about to watch Elvis? Because I had told him it was so good. And he said, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it with you. So we watched it again because, oh man. And so my grandmother was a diehard Elvis fan, like to an insane degree. Like, he died on her son's birthday. She didn't speak to anybody for a week. Like, locked herself in her bedroom. Sorry about your birthday. Your mother's checked out. like had a statue in her living room for most of my childhood of Elvis. Those velvet, like 70s, 80s velvet portraits that were a thing of him, like the Trinity of Elvis. My childhood was inundated, okay? The theater was packed on Saturday. I think it was Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm next to this older lady. Who is basically sitting there. She was nice, but she was like telling me that I couldn't know anything about Elvis because I'm young. And I was like,
girl,
no. And she was like, well, you haven't been to Graceland. Oh, yes, I have. I've walked through the jungle room. I've walked through the Lisa Marie. I've seen it all. I've done it all. Written on the concrete outside. Yes, I have. So I, in my older years, haven't been that much of a fan of Elvis because my life, it was shoved down my throat for most of my childhood. This movie, though, like I've been singing That's All Right, Mama for, I don't even know if that's the name of it, but it might just be That's All Right. I've been singing that all week, like, and seeing things that I didn't really pick up on that I, like, I'm sure my grandma and my mom knew about Elvis, but like he's my great aunt's age. Like he would still be alive. Very realistically, he could still be alive. I always thought that he was just a drug addict. Like the fame got to him. No, Colonel, like his manager had this like nut job doctor that would just dose him up and he didn't know what they were doing to him. So they were like drugging him.
Jesus.
To keep him on stage and keep him energetic. And that's what killed him. He wasn't just somebody who picked up pills and started throwing them back. It was that he had a doctor that he trusted and his manager that he trusted that they were just trying to get the money from him performing. So it was very eye-opening and so, so good. I highly, highly recommend if you have 3 hours that you watch Elvis.
Oh, that actually reminds me. You said HBO Max. I watched another movie today.
Oh, yeah?
I watched He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
Because I was in a mood. I was in a mood.
Also.
Yes.
Speaking of HBO Max, when we were, it was showing like this HBO Max trailer. I didn't realize that His Dark Materials was like almost ready for us, but it showed new season His Dark Materials with like scenes and everything. I started screaming on the couch.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, so it's in trailers. They're advertising for it. So it has to be coming sooner than we'd anticipated.
Oh my God. That would make me so happy.
I know. I can't believe I didn't text you like right off the bat about
it. Oh my God. That makes me so happy. Also, it makes me nervous because I recently reread the books and you remember what happens to Lin-Manuel in season 2?
Uh-huh.
That's not the end of it. And I don't like it. There's like a brief scene in, I'm assuming it's
I'm
season
Google
3.
It while you're telling
third
me
book. Yeah. There's like a brief scene in like the third book and I don't like it and I don't want to see it. But then after that, it's okay.
It says BBC has yet to confirm an official date as of August 28th, but it is expected to premiere sometime towards the end of this year.
Oh my God!
Like, you're I'm going to have to make the twins watch it because they haven't watched it yet.
Oh my God, it's so
good. So they're
going
to have to get caught up and I can, like, get refreshed because it's been, like, 2 years since I watched it.
I love it.
So surprise!
I probably will watch it again even though I just recently reread the books and they're basically the same. Like, yeah. They really are basically the same. So if
it's
you want no spoilers, don't read
me.
The books.
Yeah, I won't. I'm too far
after.
Into the show now. Yeah. I'm too far
read,
into the show
read
to
the books
spoil
after,
it.
But it's pretty much the same. But yeah.
Surprise!
Oh, that's so exciting. You're just giving me all the serotonin tonight.
I know. Saving all the surprises.
I guess so.
So, tell me. Who is your fictional boyfriend this week?
My fictional boyfriend. I have two. So once again, Derek Knights from from Midnight in Dallas. He is wonderful and sweet and so loving. And why can't he exist in real life?
I know. It's so unfair.
It's so unfair. But I love him. And coincidentally enough, the second one is also a Derek, but it's Derek De La Rosa from Love Times Infinity. This sweet boy was friend zoned so bad. And still he was just there for her whenever she needed him. He just was there. And eventually she figured it out.
Look, I'm just surprised that you haven't come up with this week, you haven't come out with a book boyfriend that is like Derek John Cena or something, since you had that trend of celebrity names in your books for the last few episodes.
I know, right? I did, didn't I? That's funny. No celebrities this time around.
No celebrities this week.
No. But two Dereks.
Yeah, all the Dereks this week.
What about you? Who is your fictional boyfriend this week?
I can have two as well. So mine is my first one was a repeat. So I'm back with Alistair Lowe from All of Our Demise. He was my villain from the jump. I picture him dark haired. I now can't remember. I think he's dark haired in it too, but like he's like a Malfoy vibe.
Ooh.
Like moody, I'm better than you, but like swaggery about it. Oh, I just love him. I don't want to spoil it. Anyways, love Alistair Lowe. And then I'm also fully head over heels for Wells Penhallow from The Kiss Curse. So have you read the X-Hex?
I haven't.
Okay, so the X-Hex is about two cousins, the Jones girls, Vivian and Guinevere. And the first book is Vivian kind of finding Reese Penhallow, and do they, don't they, will they, won't they? Well, Wells is Reese's brother.
Okay.
So now will they, won't they with her cousin Guinevere.
Oh.
The Penhallows are English. He runs a pub in technically they're Welsh, so he runs a pub in Wales and decides to move here for reasons. And yeah, he just is. I pictured Reese as like a Tom Hiddleston. This guy I pictured, did you ever watch Smash?
Yes.
The grumpy showrunner from Smash, like who's always disheveled, but like the English guy, he ended up sleeping with Ivy. Yeah.
The director? Yeah.
He was such a douche, but
he was a douche.
I pictured his kind of vibe, like, because he's kind of a jerk, but, and like really, he's kind of really straight laced, always wearing like a button down and like a vest and a jacket and all of that. Traditional, like when you think of an Englishman, you know? Like a professor, but like a hot professor. So yeah, loved me some Wells. His name is Llewellyn.
Oh my God.
But they call him Wells.
Why does that make me so happy?
I know. Every time it called his, like, every time his dad talked to him, it was like, Llewellyn. Everybody else was like, no, it's Wells. Shut up, you creep.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So yeah, Alistair Lowe and Wells Penhallow are my fictional boyfriends this week.
Yay. I would like to throw in Florence Pugh and Gemma Chan just for looking gorgeous.
They were fun. Like, I wanted to apologize to Florence Pugh that I exist with how beautiful she is. She was so at the Venice Film Festival.
Fucking gorgeous. That outfit, all of it. And then Gemma was,
yeah.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. How do I live in a world where these women exist?
I don't know. Wow. And Florence knew it too.
Oh,
her face on that red carpet and that bodysuit with her starfall dress. I was like, girl.
She knew how good she looked.
Left, as the twins would say, she ate and she left no crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
None. She, perfect. Perfect.
And her with Granzo Pat makes me so happy.
I know.
So sweet. So
I also sweet. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I haven't really been on TikTok since this morning. But Harry Styles came back to Madison Square Gardens and he's talking to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like,
you sent it to me.
Yeah. He's like, I had to take a quick trip to Venice to spit on Chris Pine, apparently. It made me so mad that people were like convinced that he like intentionally spit on somebody, let alone Chris Pine. Like, really?
Yeah.
And now people, like, more people are looking at it and they think that Chris Pine put his glasses down and then was like,
it looks like he spaced out.
Yeah. And then was like, my glasses, I dropped them. He didn't get spit on. Harry Styles ain't spit on you in your flip phone. Not that he said Harry Styles spit on him, but
no, yeah. Other
just
people.
Like, really, guys?
Yeah.
Don't need to sit down.
Yay. All right. Yeah. Where did your money go this week?
A lot of paint, new shelves for her bedroom. a lot of that. My only like thing to show is my signed copy of All of Our Demise came in.
Hey.
And it has a note that one of them wrote that says, tell your own story. And it was funny because I got this like the day after I picked up my work in progress book again. So I was like,
yay.
That is good timing. Thanks, Kismet. Ladies.
Lovely. It's perfect.
Yeah. Where did awesome. Your money go?
Well, I also got a book. It is The Gathering Dark. It's an anthology of folk horror.
Pretty.
It's gorgeous. And I'll give you one guess why I bought this.
Oh, I have no idea.
So for the listeners who can't see us, Chloe Gong has a story in this anthology. So it's
who else is on there?
It is stories by by Erica Waters, Chloe Gong, Tori Bovolino, Hannah Witten, Allison Saft, Olivia Chada, Courtney Gold, Aiden Polydoros, Alex Brown, and Shakira Toussaint.
If I said I only any of know those... Hannah Witten. I only know Hannah Witten.
That's what I said.
That's the only other one I know.
Chloe and Hannah are the only ones I know. But yeah. It looks really pretty.
That is a really pretty book.
Perfect for spooky season.
Yeah. I want that for my coffee table. Well, I'm going to have to go get it.
You can get it. But this is going in my pile of things to bring to make Chloe Gong sign.
Of course it is.
Sorry, not sorry.
This is how you stand out to her, honestly. You just bring a bag full of books.
I literally will have a bag full of books. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll have one more that's coming at the end of the month because she has another anthology that's coming out, or she's in another anthology that's coming out on like the 20th. So that's 5. Plus, I haven't ordered it yet, but I'm going to the box set of the duology on Pango. It went down in price to 15.
Hey, so I'm like, there you go.
I should buy it before somebody else buys it. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus the box set. So 7 books total.
7 books.
Plus the book that giving me to have her sign.
I'm obsessed with this.
You know what? And I actually probably will have my other copy. Well, I don't know. I have 2 copies pre-ordered from Barnes & Noble. One's the regular and one's the exclusive edition. And Barnes & Noble has been pretty good at getting it to me on or right after release day. So it's possible that I might have those as well if somebody wants a signed copy well, because I will already because I'm signed up for the Barnes & Noble event, which comes with the book, and I'm signed up for this event, which comes with the book, so I now have extra copies of her book.
I'll buy some off of you. Because I don't have any physical books of hers yet. Mine are all Kindle.
This is how I get her to notice me and become friends with me. Just show her I'm obsessed with her, clearly.
I love it.
But actually, now that I'm talking about that, I have something else that I got that I can't physically show you because they're audiobooks. Amazon gave me a free trial of Audible and 2 credits. So I already had These Violent Delights through Audible. And so I got Our Violent Ends and pre-ordered Foul Lady Fortune. So I have officially completed my Chloe Gong collection on Audible.
I love it.
So, you know, I think the only digital version of her books that I'm waiting on now is Foul Lady Fortune because it's not out yet. And I haven't purchased it yet, but I will because I have to.
This makes me laugh. I love it. I'm not judging at all.
No judgment. And then I got, this is a pin. It's a pre-order incentive from A Venom Dark and Sweet by Judy Eileen. It's the second book in her Book of Tea duology, and it's a really cute pin. I forgot that it was coming, so when I got a package from Macmillan, I was like, ooh, what are you? and I have another package coming from St. Martin's Press, and I have no idea what it is, so I'm kind of
excited. It's a pre-order incentive.
It must be. I just don't know from who.
Like, I don't know.
I have to go look at their authors. Anyways, I have one more thing, and it's probably my favorite of this week. It is Wanda's tiara.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
From Multiverse of Madness. So I have the other one from WandaVision, but obviously I had to get this one as well in order to match and put them on my shelf next to each other.
Obviously
it's a requirement of my Wanda/Elizabeth Wanda-verse. Section of my life. And that is where my money went. Oh no, there's more. I forgot. This literally came, the doorbell rang while I was waiting for you to log in. It is a package from Elhoffer, who makes my cute, nerdy, awesome clothes, nerd inspired clothes. These are more essentials, but this is like a little cropped sweater. It's so like
cute.
Emo gothy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Makes me so happy, which is perfect.
It's super cute.
And then I got another one of these little, remember I called it a peekaboo shirt?
Oh yeah.
But it's in black now instead of the purple that I already have because I love it so much. It's so comfortable. It's so soft and it shows just enough of my chest to make me not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. I think that's officially where all my money went. All right. What are are you anticipating?
Mine hasn't changed. Oh, actually, I do have one to add. Mm-hmm. So, still looking forward to the Stephanie Garber, Shelby Marin, Ballad of Never After chat on the 26th. Kingdom of the Feared with Carrie Maniscalco and Holly Black on the 28th. Kingdom of the Feared comes out the 27th. The Atlas Paradox comes out October 25th. Next Sunday, though, I'm going to see My Chemical Romance.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, they were supposed to be here for...
Oh, God. That whole song.
Valentine's 2020. Josh got me tickets to Music Midtown, which is a music festival in Atlanta, because My Chemical Romance was playing and I've loved them since I was in high school, maybe middle school. I don't really remember. Then COVID shows up and so they don't play 2020 because we don't have concerts in 2020. In 2021, My Chemical Romance says, hey, we're playing it super safe. We're not going to do it again this year. And then Music Midtown cancels the event for 2022 completely because some raging lunatic decided to sue them for not letting him bring his gun. I'm not making that up. He wanted to bring a gun to a music festival. Same guy who wanted to sue a school district for not letting them bring his gun into a school. Total nutcase. Anyways, are you that like just unaware of reality? Kidding? You're out of touch that you think you should just be able to just wander into a school with a gun because you're a law-abiding citizen? Newsflash: most of the people who have committed mass shootings don't have a criminal record yet.
Good lord.
Yeah, this guy's a total nut.
Can't make that shit up.
So the issue with Music Midtown in your 30-second Reader's Digest is that it was taking place in a public park. Piedmont Park was rented for whatever. Because of Georgia gun laws, you're supposed to be able to carry a gun in a public place.
Okay.
But the bands and the event staff want to be safe. They don't want guns in at all unless it's the cop standing, right, you know, whose job it is to carry a gun. And so this guy decided that he was going to sue over it. Anyways, they canceled rather than fight that battle. And My Chemical Romance was like, listen, Atlanta, we know. So they found I don't remember what stadium it's at or what amphitheater it's at, but they're coming that same weekend. Which is next weekend, so we're going. Yeah, the twins get to go. It'll be their first like big concert.
Oh wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah, yay. I'm super excited.
Very exciting.
I think that's it. And a few weeks after that, we'll be going to Universal, but yay, that's still a little bit away. It's like a month away. Oh my God, it's already here.
I know, it's September.
I gotta start Christmas shopping. It'll be here before we know it.
I know, seriously. Well, mine is mostly, I have a couple new things, but it's, yeah. So, I didn't realize it at the time. I just found out the Emmys are going to be on the 12th, which is in just a couple days. And we know I love me some award shows.
Yep.
And the Emmys are my favorite because I'm a TV girl. I watch so much TV. Not recently, but usually I watch more TV than I do movies. So I love the Emmys. They've already announced some awards and I'm sure you've seen it, but Chadwick Boseman, won for his voiceover in What If. And my heart
makes me want to die.
It made me cry. I cried a lot. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I wrote these out of order. I wrote down the dates and I was gonna say them in order and then I wrote them out of order. So then after that, my daughter has a school break. They're calling it, it's fall break.
Yeah, we have one of those.
I never had that as a child, so I'm like,
I didn't have it as a child, but they have one in the middle of October, I think, is when ours is.
And so it's the 24th to October 2nd, and we will be going to Disneyland for the first time since February, March? I don't even know. It's been a long time. And I was texting with Tiffany and I'm like, I haven't gone since like February. And she's like, who are you? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, how did this happen? Well, I went to Atlanta instead.
Oh, yeah.
I happened. Yes. Which was excellent. It was an excellent excuse to not go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited.
We had fun.
We had so much fun. We'll be going to Disneyland. We have 4 park days right now. I might do more. I haven't decided, but we might make a stop over at Universal. We have passes to both, so we can do whatever we want. But we have 4 reservations for Disneyland right now. And we have tickets to go to Oogie Boogie Bash, which is...
Yay!
It's my first time doing Oogie Boogie Bash, so I'm really excited, and I am terrified because of how much candy they give out.
Yeah.
Per person. So it's like, yeah. My child.
I'm sure it's similar to Mickey's Not So Scary, which is what they do here, and you see, like, bags bigger than her.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they give you the tiniest bag to, like, collect it with,
and but it's then not they give new. You handfuls.
Yep, yep.
Of candy.
So, yeah, so that'll be an adventure.
Yeah.
And then on the 27th, Lady Fortune comes out, and I will be attending the virtual Barnes & Noble launch event. And then on the 4th is my in-person signing, where I will become Chloe Gong's friend.
Yep.
I am manifesting it now.
Chloe. 27th?
4th.
October 4th. You are going to meet your new friend, and you're going to come on the podcast, and we're all going to be besties, and you and Karen and I, by association, will be friends for life. You hear that?
Never,
never. This is Manifestation Corner. Okay, bye.
If nothing else, she'll at least remember me.
Yes.
She will at least notice me
yeah.
with my 7 books.
That's the girl who showed up with 7 books for me to sign.
Probably.
Die hard.
Probably closer to like 10, because I've got 7, but then I'll have 2 more from Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
She's going to be like, that's the diehard fan.
That's the one.
She's the one.
I'm sitting here thinking,
ladies
like,
and gentlemen,
I'm like, I have a month. Can I get my thigh dagger tattoo by that point? Because the one that I want, and I've told you this, is the one on the cover of These Violent Delights.
Yeah.
I love it, but probably not. But that would be really cool.
We were at dinner tonight, and the twins were talking about, we got talking about, like, gown. I think we were talking about dresses, because we're going to a wedding this weekend. And I said, I just want a dress that, like, will billow behind me as I run down a flight of stairs. And one of them said, yeah, with a dagger strapped to your thigh. And I was like, I have that permanently.
Yeah.
I mean, I could strap one on top of it, I guess, but I already have my thigh dagger.
I already have one. Yes. So eventually that'll be a thing, but I have to get around to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's everything that I wrote down. So, you know, that.
Do you? A freestyle to lay on me.
I wrote something down, and I'm trying to think if I want to talk about it now. I mean, if we don't talk about it now, we're not going to talk about it. But also, we had a heavy one last week.
Uh-oh.
And this one's not exactly heavy. It's just, it can be, but it's also frustrating.
That's you. Okay, go ahead.
So, obviously, we all know that the fragile men in the world are taking great issue with the twerking scene in She-Hulk.
Oh my god.
Great issue. This is part one. There's a second part. There's a second thing that I think we can also talk about while we're in this
segment. I just want Chad to shut up. That's it.
It's so frustrating because I didn't see the TikTok. I've seen a lot of stitches of the TikTok because I'm not on that crazy man's side of TikTok, but apparently the people that end up on my FYP are stitching him. And it's a video where he has Jay Stoops is like he's stitching Jay Stoops' video or duetting it or whatever. And he has it in like the background and he has like the thing like fans like this are ruining the MCU. I'm like, sir, first of all,
she knows more than you.
Several seats.
Yeah.
Jay Stoops knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Her response where she was like, do you know why women say things like and like a lot?
Yep.
It's because if we breathe while we're trying to say something, a man's gonna cut in and tell us what we were trying to say.
Yep, yep.
I was like, yep.
Girl.
Yes.
I fucking love her. Love her so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this guy apparently was like comparing She-Hulk to Better Call Saul. Like the fuck are you on about, dude?
Yeah.
She-Hulk is a comedy. A comedy. You're not comparing.
Not every Marvel movie is going to be the serious level of Endgame.
No.
Not every Marvel endeavor is going to be the serious
Loki. We shouldn't want them to be all similar, because how boring would that get?
Right, like, it would get exhausting.
You need things that shake it up, that are different, that some that are teenagers coming of age, some that are comedic sitcoms about a 6'7" She-Hulk.
Yeah.
It's just like, it drives me crazy. It's so frustrating because it's like, stop calling yourself a fan. You're not a fucking fan.
Yeah, you're not a fan if you're gonna...
You're just toxicity personified.
I was like, what's the word? It makes me so tired.
It makes me so tired and so angry. And it's like, I've seen so much stuff where people are like, women are asking to be like not objectified, and then they do things like this. Like, excuse me, we are not asking to be objectified. You are doing the objectification. It is an active verb.
Yeah.
It's not just because somebody is doing something that you find attractive or you think that you can objectify doesn't mean that you should.
That's a you issue.
That's a you problem. That's 100% a you problem. Like, the fuck is... What the fuck are you going on about?
Yeah.
It makes me so fucking angry. I've been like stewing in this all week.
Yeah.
Because I just keep seeing it. It's like, get the fuck over yourself.
Get off my internet. You're out here on Beyonce's internet talking about this?
For
talking
real,
like
dude.
This? And with your full chest?
With their full fucking chest and just being fucking ignorant. It makes me so angry. And in the same vein of things making me angry is part two of the fangirl freestyle, which has nothing to do with She-Hulk, but everything to do with things that make me angry in the MCU. Chadwick Boseman won an posthumous Emmy for his voiceover work in What If.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's well deserved. I think he did a great job. He was comedic. He did what he was supposed to do. Granted, I haven't seen any of the other nominees, so I can't compare the two.
Yeah,
actually, I saw one. One of them was it was Jeffrey Wright, but I forget which episode of What If it was. But yeah, like The Watcher. So I have seen that. But I can't even say it. It makes me so angry. People are saying that it's not deserved. He only got it because he died.
That's gross.
And if we're gonna talk about people receiving awards just because they died, he would have an Oscar right now.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win for Best Actor, remember? That was the big thing. That was the whole controversy that year. They
made everybody wait, made this whole big deal about it.
Specifically made the Best Actor category the last category of the night. They were basically hyping it up and feeding on the memory of Chadwick to get people to sit through
this. Viewers, get people to stay.
And then he didn't even win that.
Yeah.
So don't fucking tell me he only won because he passed. He won on his merits.
Yep.
And people are saying, like, oh, Marvel's capitalizing on his passing. Like, the fuck you on about?
How?
The fuck are you on about? Like, yes, they put forth their nominees. That's all they do. They aren't the ones who are voting on this. Like, the
fuck? And honestly, how are they going to capitalize on a person who has passed away winning an award? Sure, if, I don't know, Tom Hiddleston wins an Oscar, then they can say, we have Oscar award-winning Tom Hiddleston.
And that's why they did it. I believe they didn't show an Eternals trailer until after Chloe Zhao won her award. Because then they could put Academy Award winning director Chloe Zhao.
Yeah,
So that's capitalizing.
You can't capitalize on someone who's passed away.
People are saying that they're like, Marvel celebrating this win, thanking the Academy for giving him this award, is capitalizing on his memory for Black Panther 2.
Or they could just be thanking on behalf of someone that they loved.
Or they're just being decent fucking human beings.
Yeah, what do you want them to just be crickets? Like, then you'd be fussing about how they don't care about him.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what happened to Lizzie Olsen, who got bullied off of Instagram because she didn't post publicly about Chadwick's passing.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have them talk about him when something happens and then criticize him for that, and then have them not talk about him when something happens and criticize him. You can't have it both fucking ways.
Stupid.
And this is coming from somebody who goes both fucking ways. You can't have it both fucking ways. Like, I makes me so so angry. I'm so worked up about this because as soon as I saw it, I wanted to scream.
And I was, I don't blame you.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? They're not capitalizing on his passing. They're not fucking capitalizing on his memory. You are fucking capitalizing on it by stirring up this drama to get, like, clicks and likes and bullshit because you want to say something that's fucked up. Fuck you!
I know.
Part of my anger is probably not all this, but I'm getting some stuff out, okay? I'm working stuff out.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's just, it makes me so angry.
People have audacity that should not have audacity.
I don't know where
one of the twins just opened up her bedroom when I said that. She's like, she would agree with us about the Chads of the world with their MCU opinions.
It makes me so angry. I hate them so much. I hate them so much. And then they're also, and then you have the people who are calling to recast T'Challa. I'm like, listen, I'm not opposed to it in the future.
Or not.
Black Panther 2 should be about honoring his memory.
Yeah.
Should they move forward with a third movie, they can recast as a part of the multiverse. But this movie, Wakanda Forever, is in our Earth. In our Earth.
Our timeline. Our Earth. Our universe.
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. not this movie. Not this fucking movie.
No.
Maybe the next one. Maybe. But not this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Not this one. Oof.
Don't do this to us.
I hate people. I hate people so much.
I do. The world should just be dogs. That's all we need.
I hate men.
Yeah.
That's who I hate.
Agreed.
Listeners, I am working through some stuff this week. I may be angrier
than normal. You're
gonna
be okay.
I'll be just fine. I just need to go punch some things.
Be bitter.
I
need to go to a kickboxing class.
You know what I forgot to mention in what I'm anticipating? I forgot to mention that I am anticipating like 3 hours of kid-free time to just sit and write.
Hey.
Oh my god. I don't remember the last time I had kid-free time. So I will have a few hours. I'm probably just going to go to like Barnes & Noble and sit in the cafe and write or read.
I love it.
I don't know.
I love it.
But something book-related, either mine or somebody else.
The dream. Ugh. That is the dream.
It'll be nice. Anyways, that's all. Anyways.
It's time for spiel.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter's the worst.
You suck. You are the worst, Burr.
The worst. Please like our Facebook page and also visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. It's a good blog.
There will be more added to it. Maybe tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Who knows?
We'll see.
There will be more continuously added to the blog.
Yup.
And you can also stream our episodes on YouTube. They are audio only because eventually we plan to use YouTube for full video episodes and bonus content via Patreon.
You'd be able to see me in my ghost pajamas tonight.
The cutest ghost pajamas. And my freaking adorable
and
headphones.
And your ears.
I'm obsessed with these. I'm obsessed with them. And speaking of Patreon, you can send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions for Patreon, the podcast, questions, concerns, comments, you want to tell us we're pretty because we love compliments. Compliments make us happy.
Yes, that's what feeds us.
I think I've said it before. We're like Tinkerbell. We need attention to
stay
alive.
We will die, yeah.
You don't want us to die.
No.
Give us attention.
Don't be a murderer. Come on.
Come on.
And reviews. Leave reviews.
Yes, leave reviews and send us an email letting us know where you left your review because we're dumb and only check Apple Podcasts because that's where we listen to our podcasts, so we forget to check other places. So do that. Be awesome. We love you. And tell us you love us.
Yeah.
Anyways, she is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
And she is at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And we're awesome. And you know that. because you're here.
Yeah.
You made good choices, which means you are also awesome. So congrats to you.
And if you want to make better choices even than listening to us, as soon as you finish this episode, you should go visit our internet besties. Yes. Continue the good choice making.
Heck yes. Go to herecomesthenerd.com and use code fangirl to get 20% off your first order.
Or head over to onceuponabookclub.com and use code Mandy10 for 10% off. Someone used it recently, hugely. And that is so cool. They got a really big order, which means they got a really big chunk of money off.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting. And then after you have had your fill of that, but you want more books, you can head over to noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5 and you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And last but certainly not least, get you some more tea. You can head over to Grimoire Tea. Just remember, there's no I in Fangirl Tea. So it's FANGRLTEA to get 10% off your order.
Yay. We love our internet besties.
Yes, we do.
They're awesome. We're awesome. You're awesome for listening. It's
a whole awesome all around. That felt so, like, that was such a Star-Lord vibe. It's awesome. We're awesome. You're awesome. Everything is awesome.
Oh, I shouldn't sing. We'll get copyrighted. Because I'm manifesting that somebody from whoever did the Lego movie is listening, obviously.
And that was the incoherent Ann girl.
Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.